Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and President Trump is telling these purveyors of weaponized lawfare in no uncertain terms to stick it. We're going to see the latest on how Trump is refusing to play by their rules and what it says about his strategy to take down the deep state once and for all. President Trump is pushing back against not one but two gag orders that have been imposed on him by these rogue courts. Trump took to Truth Social and wrote, quote, "Deranged Jack Smith, Andrew Weissman," he's a Justice Department official, or better, an Injustice Department official, "Lisa Monaco," she's the Assistant Attorney General, "the team of losers and misfits from the crew," that stands for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Again, they're your typical woke left-wing organization posing as an ethics advocacy group, and all the rest of the radical left zealots and thugs who have been working illegally for years to take me down will end up, because of their suffering from a horrible disease, Trump derangement syndrome, they will end up in a mental institution by the time my next term as president is successfully completed. Make America great again. Now, that post sparked panic among the legacy media. NBC News ran with the headline, "Trump says special counsel Jack Smith and others will end up in a mental institution if he's reelected." Yeah, not quite what he said. The implication is there is, of course, that he would send them to a mental institution. But as Trump clearly said, when he's reelected, their TDS will cause them to fully lose it. Their own loved ones will have them committed. Now, as I'm sure you all know, the ultra-leftist U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan reimposed a gag order on Trump, which effectively prohibits him from publicly criticizing prosecutors and likely witnesses in the case, as well as members of the court's staff, for heaven's sake. Now, her original gag order was overturned by an appeals court, and they were very clear as to why. You do not impose a gag order on a presidential candidate. We are not a banana republic as much as you want it to be. We are a constitutional republic that does not do that. We do not gag candidates for president. Nevertheless, Chutkan appears to be having another go at that. As far as she's concerned, the gag order is still in effect. And as you can see, Trump is telling her in no uncertain terms where she can stick her gag order. He will not be silenced. But that's not the only gag order he's dealing with. Back on October 3rd, the New York Supreme Court Judge Arthur Engoron, or Freeze Miser as I prefer, he placed a gag order prohibiting Trump from publicly disparaging court staffers in his civil fraud case and fined Trump $10,000 back on October 25th for violating that order. Obviously, Trump's just laughing at this guy at this point. He went ahead and defied that order once again, posting on Truth Social, quote, "I am the victim of a corrupt legal system that is being used by those surrounding crooked Joe Biden with his full knowledge and consent to hurt, demean, and damage his political opponent, me. A terrible precedent is being set, but so far, despite the vulgarity and viciousness of it all, it has only driven my poll numbers to record numbers. You see, the American people are much smarter than Crooked Joe. They see what's going on with a corrupt and racist New York State Attorney General and a Trump-hating puppet judge willing to do her dirty work, even as it takes him and his reputation to new levels of low. They fully understand the Obama-appointed radical left D.C. federal judge who refused to recuse herself fully gagged me and set a trial date the day before Super Tuesday, the biggest and most powerful day in the primaries. They get the fact that A.G. Garland and his boss, Lisa Monaco, sent their top DOJ lawyer to Manhattan to run the district attorney's case on me, and much more. But we will win. Hey, gang, if you really want to stick it to the deep state, you've got to click on that link below and get yourself and the patriots in your life this incredible Trump half-dollar coin. Gang, they're absolutely beautiful. For a limited time, you can get these incredible collectible half-dollars for just a quarter of their original price. Each coin is 100% genuine JFK half dollar and comes with a certificate of authenticity, letting you know it's one of a limited set. They're all made right here in the USA and make a perfect gift for the MAGA patriots in your life. You can feel the energy rising for 2024, so show your support for the greatest political comeback in history today by clicking on that link in the description below. Get your own Trump half dollar today. So what does all of this defiance say about Trump's strategy to crush this? Clearly, Trump is reading the room rightly here in terms of his rising poll numbers and the weaponized lawfare that's contributing to that rise. We now know that with every indictment, with every mugshot, with every kangaroo court, the more popular Trump gets. In other words, all of this weaponized lawfare is having the absolute opposite effect that the Trump haters predicted. The more they persecute, the more popular Trump gets. The more they persecute, the more popular it gets. That's exactly why he's defying these gag orders. Again, we have data that's suggestive for why all of this is the case. Trafalgar polling found that 79% of Americans believe we live in a two-tier justice system that protects the establishment at the expense of average citizens. The most recent Harvard-Harris poll found that 55% of the population believes that the federal indictment against President Trump is indeed politically motivated. 56% believe that it's a deliberate interference in the 2024 election by Biden's Injustice Department. And now we know that Trump's support among blacks and Latino voters is more than any Republican has gotten in half a century. Trump is averaging an astonishing 20% support among black voters and an unprecedented mid to high 40% among Latino voters. He knows this. He sees this. He recognizes an amazing opportunity here. The more he can goad the deep state to legally persecute him, the more popular he gets. This is what makes Trump the greatest. What his enemies think will bring him down, he doubles down on to make himself stronger than ever. Hey gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you too have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.